AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. New England Patriots star Tom Brady will miss the first four games of the coming season. Warren Levinson reports the NFL commissioner denied Brady's appeal of his suspension.
Commissioner Roger Goodell upheld the four-game suspension of Tom Brady, saying the main thing he learned during Brady's appeal in June was that the New England quarterback destroyed his cell phone around the time league investigators were seeking to read the messages on it. The commissioner says he doesn't find the quarterback's claim that he knew nothing of a scheme to underinflate footballs credible.
NFL Players Association previously said it will take the league to court should Brady remain sidelined. The body of a missing 8-year-old girl has been found in a trash bin at the artist community where she lived in Santa Cruz, California. Police Chief Kevin Vogel says a 15-year-old who lived in that same community is the suspect in Maddie Middleton's disappearance on Sunday afternoon.
We've determined that Maddie was an acquaintance of the suspect by virtue of being residents at the Tannery Art Center complex, and it appears that she was lured to the suspect's apartment willingly.
The Tannery Art Center, where the girl and a 15-year-old lived, is a public-private nonprofit project that includes loft apartments for artists and their families, a cafe, a dance, and art studios. Teams searching for a Jacksonville, Florida toddler have not found the 21-month-old, but they have discovered two unrelated sets of human remains. Sheriff's office says a man's remains were found, and a car linked to a 2003 missing persons case has been found with skeletal remains inside at the bottom of a pond. A news consultant says since the beginning of June, Donald Trump has had more coverage on the broadcast network evening newscast than all other presidential candidates combined. Andrew Tindall says ABC, CBS, and NBC evening newscast spent 114 minutes on the campaign coverage. Trump got 60 of those. This is AP Radio News. The Waller County, Texas Sheriff's Department is releasing hours of surveillance footage from the 3 days Sandra Bland was in the county jail before her death earlier this month. County Judge Trey Duhold.
The purpose of today's press conference is basically to provide the media and the citizens of the state of Texas and the nation and the world with some additional footage from the jail video that shows that Sandra Bland was alive and well when she was brought to the Waller County Jail.
Medical officials say Bland killed herself in the jail. 30 years ago, Jonathan Pollard was sent to prison for spying for Israel. He'll be released on parole in November. In this interview from 1998, Pollard admitted there was no excuse for what he did.
My motives may have been well and good, but they only serve to explain why I did what I did. They certainly do not serve as an excuse for breaking the law.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.